views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the leading edge of personal, social, and global transformation, the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected, is making connections that inspire and accelerate individual and collective awakening. Dr. Julie is joined by visionary leaders and change makers from around the world to explore social change, the generative power of conscious, co-creative practice, and what's emergent with health, science, spirituality, and the evolution of consciousness. Break through the illusion of separation, explore the infinite field of possibilities, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Here's your host, Dr. Julie Kroll.
Hello and welcome, everyone. You're listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected. Hey, thanks for tuning in today. And I want to speak with the women, but kind of the men too today. So, you know, we talk a lot about connection here on the Dr. Julie Show. And our connection conversation today is so important for women. But like I said, I think it's really important for men too. So, women, in order to be powerful and successful, were you taught to go after what you want, compete to be better than everyone else, and remove all your feminine essence to be seen as an equal? And has it left you drained, stressed out, and feeling like something is missing? And how about your health and wellness? Did you know that your intentional connection with your feminine energy and power source can lead you to optimal healing and wholeness? Yes, it's true. Today, we're going to learn how to reconnect with your feminine power, get healthy, and get more done. I invite you to take a few deep breaths. Bring your awareness into this moment. Open your mind. Connect with your heart. And today, really intentionally connect with that power center deep within your belly. As I introduce our guest, Susan Gala is the creator of Embodied Pelvic Wisdom. Her compassion and presence is contagious, just as her laugh. She has the intuitive ability to help transform women's lives and believes every woman has the power deep in their core to create change and is a grateful witness to it. And oh, is she a witness? She's amazing. She weaves a unique blend of power skills to help women release physical and emotional barriers that interfere with their feminine embodiment. Susan is trained as a licensed massage therapist and is certified in integrative pelvic core techniques. Those close to her call her, I love these nicknames, the pelvic wisdom genie, womb priestess, and sensual goddess. And I attest she is all of that and so much more. Welcome, Susan.
Thank you, Julie. It's such an honor to be here today.
Oh, thank you. It is my honor and my pleasure to be here. And I really am looking forward to this conversation because I think it is so important now more than ever on our planet. There's just so much going on. Before we dig into the embodied pelvic wisdom and what that really means, I have a tradition here on the show, and I like to really set our conversation in a meme that's important to me. So the first question I want to ask, Susan, is what does all things connected mean to you?
All things connected means to me is when you are aware of the creations that you live in. So I guess I'm going a little bit deep with this because connecting to Earth and Mother Earth and feeling her vibrations will help us connect even closer to humankind, to everyone around us.
That's beautiful. I love that. And, you know, with your work, even with our bodies, I totally believe that connecting with Earth gets us more intimate with our own physical bodies and really embodying that. So I'm looking forward to this. So speaking of that, I know I want to talk about your work in the world, but let's start with a little bit about you. How did you get to this work in the world where you're really working with women to find their feminine power and to do some really deep healing work. How did Susan Gala get here?
It's an interesting story. It's my personal story, and I can honestly say what I'm going to say right now is knowing me now is not what you could have imagined what I was like 20 years ago. It was the same physical body on the outside, the same, I guess, energy, but I was very closed off to the world. So my story basically comes from a traumatic experience that I had. I was living my dream life in New York City in a beautiful loft in downtown Chelsea. And in the middle of the night, I heard a loud crash and I woke up to five men in my loft. And they tied me up and held me at knife point. But I feel that what's really interesting and what happened to me was that when I came face to face with them in my kitchen, I don't know what came over, and I know we always talk about there's a higher power. There is this vibrational energy. If we tap into it and tap into that intuition, I came face to face probably 3 inches away from their faces, and I looked at them and I said, give me a moment. And I said a prayer. I saw something. I don't know what it was. And I said, if you don't physically hurt me, you could have whatever you want. And the beauty of this, and I know I say the beauty of it, is because I wasn't raped. I was emotionally, frozen. That's what it was. I was emotionally frozen for many, many years. And it was hard for me to get very grounded because I couldn't get that story out of my head and the scene out of my head because I didn't know, even though I thought I did make a pact with them that I'll give you everything that I have. Please don't physically hurt me. But physical emotion is just as bad as, physical abuse is almost as bad as emotional abuse. And my heart was closed off from this. And I didn't know any of what I know now. My heart was closed off. My whole core was closed off. I became extremely isolated. I felt like I couldn't connect to anyone because I didn't feel real. And the easiest way I could say this is that I lived behind a mask. Or I lived behind an armor that every time I went somewhere, I felt like I didn't belong. Every time I went somewhere, I thought somebody knew my deep, lonely, heartfelt secret. And I couldn't talk about it. And I was living in masculine energy for years. I worked, had no life, had no friends, and was very disconnected from my body and from people. And I decided I couldn't do this anymore. I couldn't live like this anymore. And there had to be a better way to heal than going through the emotional and physical pain that was manifesting in my pelvic core and in my psoas and in my lower back. So I decided to seek out some healers in New York. And I really believe that if it wasn't through their help and then me making the decision to become a licensed massage therapist and integrative pelvic core therapist and all different kinds of pelvic core techniques, I don't think I would be the woman that I am now. Because I live in a different space of being fearless. I mean, I don't even think of what had happened to me because it doesn't fear me anymore. Being stuck in fear keeps you frozen, keeps you negative. And these emotional barriers that are embedded in our unconsciousness really interrupt our physical body. And it holds us in shame.
You know, you're saying I was going to say, no one ever talks about that. And you're saying some really important things, Susan, as we need to prepare for a break here in just a second. But I just want to pause there and take that in and honor your story, for one. But you said some really important, beautiful pieces of, really, we're talking about that all things connected in a whole nother way of, you were feeling so disconnected from your body and from people. And literally, the beauty of this experience showed you the connections of that physical and emotional trauma, that cellular memory, reconnecting with your heart and your core. You learned so many beautiful lessons that now help hundreds of women all over, and your work is just incredible. So I just want to honor you for that, and thank you for sharing that story with us. And we need to take a break. Come back, there is so much more to talk about your work and how you're bringing it to life for so many women right now. So we're going to take a quick break. When we return, more with Susan Gala.
Encapsulations is committed to producing the most complete line of research-based nutritional supplements, from fish oil to probiotics to multivitamins and more. Available through qualified health professionals and community pharmacists, finished products are pure and hypoallergenic to optimize the long-term health of all patients, even the most sensitive. With Pure Encapsulations, you can rest assured that you're getting the purest and highest quality nutritional supplements available. Ask a qualified healthcare practitioner about Pure Encapsulations today and discover why it's the supplement brand of choice for healthcare professionals worldwide. For more information, please visit www.pureencapsulations.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doctor loves quickies.
Mary's about ready to give love the shove, because no matter what she tries, guys don't know that she's alive. To turn guys on, she needs to turn on those green lights, nonverbal cues that say, over here. Most guys won't approach unless they're cleared for landing. So ladies, to kickstart your love life, turn on those green lights and flash your pearly whites. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf of AskDrLove.com.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Are you anxious and worried? Do you feel stuck with fear and insecurity? Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My breakthrough and empowerment program has helped thousands to overcome their emotional challenges. Join me for the upcoming Breakthrough and Empowerment video seminar series, which starts on April 8. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to find out how you can transform your life in just 3 months.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
We're back on the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected. I'm here with Susan Gala. Right before the break, we were talking about the beauty of trauma. And, you know, that's a big story, Susan. Thank you for sharing it here. But the most important part of this story in this moment, just to reframe this, is really that this experience moved you into your life's purpose and your life's work. So I'd love to have you bridge that for us, of really how you brought that in and what you're doing now to help women, and how do we help women rediscover their feminine power, really embody it?
I always say that there are a few things which are real important. I love it because you did it earlier, and it was about breathing and connecting to our heart. And I always say that there are three chakras that are most important. It's the heart, because during these times, during these traumas, whether it's an environmental trauma or it's in a trauma like I experienced, our heart gets closed off. So when our heart gets closed off, which is, of course, our love center, right? It gives us the energy of where we express our emotions. Then it closes off. I'm not going to say it closes off because we're still breathing, but it's so connected to our diaphragm and to our throat. So it's hard to connect our voice. So we lose I'm not going to say you lose your voice, but you don't, it's hard for you to speak your truth. So I help women voice their truth, open up their heart, connect to their breath, their diaphragmatic breath, because by using their breath, the diaphragm actually connects to the pelvic floor, and that would travel down towards the second chakra, the sacral chakra, and then the root chakra. And those chakras are so important to our physical identity. Our foundation, especially the root chakra, is deeply connected to Mother Earth. And that supports us to move energy from Mother Earth up into our body and to the sky and source it out. And that's all associated with energy flowing throughout the body. But when we lack anything in the root, or we feel disconnection, insecurity will manifest us. And it will manifest us throughout, like, our immune system.
You know, Susan, I just want to jump in here because this is really, really important for women to hear, and men, because it's the mind-body connection that we're talking about, and also the earth-body connection.
Yes.
And
yes.
Literally, you're talking about physical health, emotional health, spiritual health. You're literally talking about moving energy, releasing trauma and wounds, and it's a really beautiful integral system that we're talking about here, but you're really helping bring it down to really simple forms. So even just connecting with the breath. So not only do you do body work and movement, you're really doing a lot of the emotional healing and the cognitive pieces of this. Is that right?
Yes. 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 And that's why I always say I'm hands off, because I see a lot of my clients over Skype or in retreats or workshops.
So say I'm a client and I come to you because I've had trauma, and we'll just say sexual trauma, and have this block going. How would you work with me? What would that look like?
Well, normally you probably wouldn't even tell me that that happened to you. And what I do is I offer several different type of techniques, and my most successful or my most passionate one is my unveiling technique. So I could witness you and you could talk to me and tell me what life was like in your childhood, during your teenage years and adulthood. And I do that by asking my client to put a shawl or a scarf over their face. So there's no fear in her telling me what her past has been like. It's very emotional. And generally I find during these type of sessions is that it's not only in the present that this is happening. This stuff goes down lineages. And sometimes, I'm not going to say all the times, but sometimes what a woman has experienced in the present has happened to her mother or her grandmother and right down through the ancestors. So normally I don't get into this, but I'm going to talk a little bit about modern day science and the central nervous system. I'm not a doctor. I guess really am deeply, deeply involved in healing the entire body, emotionally, physically, spiritually. So with epigenetics, it's neuroscience. With epigenetics, research and studies have found that during gestation in our cells, in the womb, if the mom has not healed her past wounds, they will be carried on during gestation. So somewhere along the line, we want to heal these wounds and we want to really change the paradigm. Otherwise, it's really being passed on over and over again from generation to generation. I believe now is the time that women are really waking up and honoring and speaking about their pain, their hurt, and how they've been stuck in their body.
Yeah, because what we're talking about today, Susan, that I think is really important for our listeners to hear is that it's not just the emotional pain that's stuck, that literally this then manifests in physical pain, in pelvic disorders, in lower back pain, in gynecological disorders. There's all kinds of ways it really manifests in physical form. Is that right?
Yes, it does. And I'll talk about that a little bit deeper. So imagine your pelvis. Okay, so our pelvis is the center of our body, and it's where all movement begins. And the pelvis has a few bones, the hip bones on the right and left, the sacrum in the back, which is a triangular bone, and the pubic bone in the front. In the back where the sacrum is, our spinal column is connected right into the pelvis. That's your second chakra, right? That's the creativity center. That's a place where emotional and financial childhood or adulthood or abuse or violation is all connected in there. But it's also the most energetic center of our being for a woman. It embodies our sexuality, our sensuality, our pleasure, our abundance. It's the center for birth. And I also mean by birth, not just having a child, but birth in our ideas, our dreams, our desires. So because that spinal column is connected right inside of that our pelvis, the central nervous system is right there. So the central nervous system flows through our spine. And on either side of the spine are all these little nerve endings. I call them like little branches on either side of the spine. Those nerve endings ascend in signals to the central nervous system in our brain. So can you imagine during fight or flight, when something scares us, when we're in fear, when we have experienced a trauma in our life, those signals go right up to the brain and takes over the pelvic area. Because there's a muscle inside that pelvis, which I call the spiritual muscle. It's the only muscle in our body that's connected in front and behind the spinal column. It's called the psoas. I think a lot of people are familiar with that muscle. That's the muscle that goes into the fear mode. That's the muscle that congests the whole pelvic region. So it's a hip flexor muscle. And in our modern day, we sit a lot, right? So if we're sitting and we're not in proper position, and our spinal column is tipped forward a little bit, and our belly's pushing forward, our organs get congested, the pelvic floor gets congested, and the psoas muscle gets tight. So if we're still in fight or flight and in that fear mode, it's not healthy.
You know, this is a really good example of this literal mind-body connection. And when I think of the psoas and I'm listening to you, I'm like literally seeing that being our gut instinct, our fear. And here's this gut that's still in fear and contracting, and it can't be in creative mode in that expansive place. And we need to take a break, and we don't have time for you to answer a question about that, but I really would love for you to expand on that a little bit more. So we're going to take a quick break.
When we
come back, more on this pelvic health, your feminine power, and Susan Gala. We'll be right back.
A retreat to open your senses and heal your energy. Join Lynn Brown and Wendy Wolf for Amazing Astra Allies, April 30th through May 2nd in the beautiful Methow Valley. Open to more of your astral experiences. Learn intentional dreaming and receive astral body healings in this serene setting. This retreat is almost full. To register now or learn more, call 206-931-7356 today.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
This is Lynn Brown from the show Winning at the Game of Life. Listen, it's time to enrich your money stories and open your path to all that you desire. We all have limiting beliefs which we accumulate from our life experiences, ancestors, and past lives. These beliefs block our ability to receive the unlimited flow of abundance that the universe is constantly offering to us. Why are we so emotionally caught up on the word money? It's only one of the many forms of abundance. I'm excited to uncover your unique stories and limiting beliefs around money and abundance, as well as give you tools to release them from your space. It's time to invest in yourself. You deserve everything you ever imagined and more. Call me to schedule a reading at 844-B-INTUIT or RUINTUIT.com.
Lynn was very accurate, and she was so clear in explaining everything to me. I highly recommend Lynn to all of you.
What is your why? Is coach training right for you? Maybe you're changing careers. Maybe coaching can help you revitalize an existing career. Mark Rayner and the Rayner Institute can help you manifest your goals. Classes start April 27th and 28th. To learn more, visit RaynerInstitute.com to enroll today. That's RAYNERInstitute.com.
Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
We're back on the Dr. Julie Show, and I'm here with Susan Gala. Before the break, we were talking about the literal connection, the mind-body connection, and what trauma and other things do. And, you know, we got to this, the psoas muscle, and you were talking about the anatomy, Susan, and I think it's really important for us to understand the anatomy. But now we're also tapping into that wisdom and the body's wisdom and the body's ability, not just to have physical symptoms manifested from the emotional, but also to give us that wisdom for healing, that wisdom, those gut instincts that are so important for us. There's so much wisdom right here too. And I just would love to hear you talk more about really what is this, what's sitting right here that's our power center.
Well, we're actually sitting on it. I always say that. We're actually sitting on it. So alignment, aligning that power center to give your organs and your diaphragm freedom to move circulation, for blood flow, and to basically just feel good. So when everything is closed off and gets very constricted, it doesn't feel good, right? It feels there's like there's no space to breathe. There's no space to even open up, and pain will manifest. But if you expand and open up your body and put it into alignment, it just feels good. It's almost like a fresh breath of air.
You know what? Can you help us with that, Susan? Just, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I have horrible posture, and I'm really trying to work on it and be mindful of it. And my husband is the one that will look at me and like gesture to sit up. And I know that even our sitting postures, a lot of us are sitting in a chair right now listening to the show. Walk us through that posture that really opens and expands us, because I think it's important for people to really learn that anatomy.
Absolutely. So I'm going to invite everybody to place their feet on the floor, align them so your heels are directly underneath the back of your knee. And then your knee would be directly in line with the front of your hip bone. If you place your right hand, right fingers, right above your hip joint, you'll feel that bony area. That's your hip bone. And then I invite you, take your right hand, place your right hand underneath your cushion, and what I mean is your tushy. So if you place your right hand underneath your tushy, you're going to feel a bone. Wiggle around the bone a little bit. That's actually your sitting bone. I want you to be directly on that sitting bone and pull your tushy away. And then take your left hand and do the same thing. Wiggle around a little bit. Feel that bony mark. Pull your tushy away. Then what I invite you to do is place your hand behind your lower back, and you'll feel a very bony area with hardly any flesh on it, and that's your sacrum. It's right in between the two sits bones, but you could feel that. Place your hand there. And then I want you to do is I want you to place your hand on your belly, right? And I want you to imagine that your belly and your sacrum are really parallel to each other right now. I want you to visualize that you're actually floating off of these bones, sit up really tall, and this is what I call your neutral spine. So feel very, very light. If you place your hand in front of you, right in between your thighs, you'll feel your pubic bone. When aligned in perfect neutral, your pubic bone and your sacrum are usually very parallel, but now I just invite you to do it with your belly, because sometimes it's actually hard to find the sacrum and balance directly on the pubic bone, the sits bones, and the sacrum. So we're just concentrating on the sits bones and the sacrum right now. So now I invite you to place your fingertips, if you can, on top of your hip bone on the side. Walk your fingertips up a little bit, and you're going to feel the bottom of your rib cage. And imagine that you can lift your rib cage up another inch. It's just a visual. Relax your shoulders. Expand your heart. Imagine leading from your heart space. In this position, you should feel very light. I know it's hard for a lot of people to sit like this because they're not used to it. It's extremely healthy. So I always suggest, I invite you to do this for a couple of minutes every hour while you're seated at your computer. And if you can, every hour also get up. Stand up and just wiggle your body. Shake your body out. Shake your spine out. Undulate your spine. Shake your shoulders. Shake your arms. Shake your legs. Because I'd like you to wake up your central nervous system. You really need the flow of energy going through your spine.
Mm. This is beautiful. You know, I'm sitting here like this. Thank you for the instructions. Mm-hmm. And my feet feel firmly planted.
Yes.
And also like they're floating. Like,
yes,
there's this elevation and this expansion, and yet I feel firmly planted.
That's beautiful, because I always say, as your feet are very connected to the ground, imagine the roots of Mother Earth flowing through your heels out into the energy of the earth, and then her energy floats back up into your heels and sends that vibration up through your heels, through your legs, through your belly, through your spine, through your heart, through your shoulders, all the way up to your head and up out into the sky.
That's nice. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
So speaking from this place, the intention is this pelvic wisdom and pelvic health. And what we're doing is really embodying an energetic here. And there's so much, there's so much here. I don't even know what direction to go, because really, even this posture that we're taking here, Susan, not only helps us breathe easier and let energy flow, but it also shifts our mental perception. Like, I feel differently sitting in this position. I feel more open. I feel more expansive. So we're going back to that mind-body connection. I feel braver. I do feel, when you say lead with your heart, I have this expansive center place. I feel almost like it's easier to find my voice or speak my truth. And so there's so much here, and you just showed us one position.
You feel present, right? You really feel in your power.
Very, very much so. Very present and a lot of power.
Right.
Yes.
I wanted to talk about, can I add one more thing to this?
Please.
Which is so important, being in this alignment, is that most women don't know this, but if you're out of alignment and you are leaning forward and you're in that congested, closed off position, and you're very weighted down on the chair that you're sitting on, we're really actually sitting on the superficial pelvic floor muscles, because those muscles are connected between the pubic bone and the sitz bones. There are three layers of muscles, but the superficial ones are, you know, on the outside, and that's the perineum. And it's important for us to really understand the placement and the sensitivity of that area, and to find our alignment several times a day. So we also keep that healthy, because it doesn't matter what age we are. That is our sacred center that should always remain healthy throughout all stages of life.
So how do we strengthen this? You know, I'm also thinking, we only have a few minutes before break, but maybe you can give us this answer, because this is also the bladder. This is also for men.
Yes.
It's important too.
Yes.
It's not,
yes,
just our reproductive space for women. It's a really important center for men too. And how can we strengthen this and really be mindful? And then I want to go into the power after the break of our feminine power, because I think that's important. But what can we do to really strengthen these muscles in this position?
So what I invite you to do is remain in that position, that neutral alignment, right? Close your eyes for a second. Most of everyone has probably a phone is in their hand, so it will be one hand then that we'll practice with. Place one hand on your heart right now. Inhale through your nose, keeping your shoulders relaxed, and feel the expansion of your heart and your belly at the same time. And let your belly bloom like a beautiful flower, beautiful spring flower right now on the inhale. On the exhale, allow that energy to flow all the way back towards your spine. So when you're inhaling, what happens is the rib cage will expand and your diaphragm, which is the respiratory muscle, your breathing muscle, it expands the rib cage, right? I'm sure you feel that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And then we're going to exhale. On the exhale, that diaphragm, you could feel it drop down as the rib cage becomes narrower. And that diaphragm will drop down and at the same time will lift up the pelvic floor. Now, I know this takes practice, but I'm going to invite you to one other simple exercise. Imagine on your exhale that you're lifting your pelvic floor muscles off of your panty.
Mm.
Now, what's important with this, and I always say this is critical. Please try not to walk around during the day contracted. No butt squeezing, no pelvic floor squeezing, no belly squeezing. You need to keep your body soft the way it's meant to be. It's critical not to contract these muscles all day long unless we are practicing these exercises. Mm-hmm. Because keeping them contracted will do even more damage to your body.
Okay, let's talk about that after the break. I'm going to invite everyone to breathe and practice this while we go on break. And when we come back, you're going to hear why is this important and how can you claim that feminine power. More with mm-hmm. Susan Galev when we return.
To The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
We're back, and you're listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected. And I just want to remind you, before we get back to this last segment of our show, please visit our website. If you're interested in the archive, you want to listen to this exercise again and listen to Susan's advice and recommendations here, go to thedrjulieshow.com, thedrjulieshow.com. All of our archives are there. You can click on Susan's picture, and it'll take you right to this show. And you can also stay connected all week on our Facebook page, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie. Now, I want to remind you that Susan has so much more than what we're talking about and experiencing today. So I want to remind you, you can find her at SusanGala.com. And I know your website's under construction, Susan, but it's SusanGala.com, correct? SusanGala.com. Mm-hmm. Yes. And you know, at this time in the show, I usually start talking faster because I want to talk about so many things. But I know you have incredible techniques. People can hire you to help them work through healing some of these wounds, healing literally physical symptoms and different disorders. And you also have a really cool technique of connecting the voice with the pelvic floor to really heal our voice as well. And there's so much that they can learn from you in a variety of different ways. But, you know, we promised the listeners, and I really want to talk a little bit about our feminine power, because what does all this physical stuff really have to do with how we manifest in the world? And one of the brilliant things about your work and your genius is tying this in with our feminine power and really learning how to navigate through the world in not the masculine way. If we're women, how do we navigate the feminine way? Let's talk a little bit about feminine power.
Okay. So it's all about being soft and being the woman that you are really meant to be and honoring that space and moving from your center. And I know women play a lot of roles these days, and they're pushed into a masculine environment. They have to run their households and successful careers, and they work late, and their calendars are overextended. And then they end up neglecting their partners and friends. So they've really lost, I always say, they've lost their feminine way. I think if we intuitively really think what makes you feel good, really what makes you feel good, what makes you feel beautiful, what makes you feel sensual, is it a piece of fabric, is it a smell? I always say to tap back into the feminine power, imagine, here's a few things that you could do. Imagine something that you're very attracted to, and I'll say, take a walk to a flower market, and whatever color flowers you see at mind's eye, immediately pick up those flowers. That is your color. And imagine a silky, soft, maybe piece of chiffon dress. Imagine that piece of fabric wrapped around your body, and what is that going to feel like? Can you hold on to that energy every time you walk out of your home? And I think it's important that we feel beautiful no matter what. I'm not saying what media says. No, we don't have to be a size 2 or size 4. We could just be who we are and healthy in our own skin. And it all begins inside of you. It has nothing to do on the outside. It has nothing to do with our hair, our skin, the shape of our body, the size of our body. It's tapping back into the beauty within and not allowing ourselves to judge and compete with other women, not allow ourselves to be pushy or controlling, not allowing ourselves to have a hard personality. Because when that happens, we lose, we really, really lose that touch of love and what that loving, sensual feeling is.
I like how you speak about not allowing ourselves, because you're really talking about intention and mindfulness here, of really being mindful of our feminine power and what and that inner beauty. I love that.
I think it's so important. So when you're really tapped into that feminine power, and I know that word might sound strong, but I want you to really imagine you as that, and you are. I really believe that all women are beautiful inside out. But imagine walking through a crowd or walking through an audience, and you're going to be announced on stage because you're speaking next. And everybody is looking at you, and they want what you have. Because you can walk with that femininity. You can walk. You have that captivating presence. You have that core confidence. And it's divine feminine energy. Because masculine energy is not empowering. It can't compare with that feminine power. I really believe that masculine energy is powerless. And that happens, I think, many times because we're not at peace with ourselves. Or maybe we haven't healed the past or our past trauma, or our heart is still closed off. But for us to really walk in that feminine presence, we'll have longer lasting relationships. Not only that, it's going to help us build communities. It's going to help us heal our sisterhood.
Really, it's really helping us heal that wound that's in humanity with our feminine.
Yes. Yes. I always say that when we really, when we begin to realize that we need to heal first, and when we begin to heal ourselves first, that energy is being sent out to help heal the world. Exactly what you just said, Julie. Beautiful.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. You know, I remember a technique that just, I just discovered it at one time. I just get downloads. And one time I was working with some women and we were taking photos. And I remember just saying out of the blue to really embody the essence of beauty right now. And allow yourself to be photographed. And at that moment, something was really transformed. When we really learn how to embody the essence of beauty, it's not about really how do we look, what is our hair, our makeup, our clothes, but really it created this radiance that moved from the inside out. I'm not good at this. I have to admit, I'm really not good at the beauty piece. But what you're saying is really congruent with that embodiment of these feminine principles and that softness and that beauty and that presence that we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Susan, this has been a beautiful hour and a wonderful conversation, and it is so important. I hope our listeners have been just as inspired as I have. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. I'm so honored. I cannot believe where the hour went to. Where did it go?
I know. It goes so fast. And I want to encourage our listeners to go to SusanGala.com and look what's there. Yeah, you know, get in contact with Susan. She can help you. Like she said, she takes Skype clients as well as in-person clients. So again, that's SusanGala.com, SusanGala.com. It's a beautiful website. And you have a beautiful Facebook page as well. What's that? Susan, where can they find you on Facebook?
Feminine Fitness with Susan Gala.
Okay. Feminine Fitness with Susan Gala. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. I just want to leave our listeners with a quote by you. It's what I posted on Facebook today, and I think it is so beautiful. So I heard you say on a video, feel the beauty of being alive. Feel connected to your body's wisdom and express your vitality for life. What a beautiful prescription. Thank you again, Susan, for joining us. And thank you, listeners. We'll see you right back here next week.
Thank you.
You've been listening to The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected, with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as you journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com for next week's guests and to catch up on past shows. See you next week.